absolute transcends all contradictory appearances of ordinary experience. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, bringing you Absolute Philosopher. Absolute transcends all contradictory appearances of ordinary experiences. Now that is rather an obvious truism, that whatever is absolute would be beyond the ordinary experiences we have every day, because the ordinary experiences we have every day are the games that we are playing in this human life. The ordinary experiences that we have every day are lovely and good and fantastic. However, they are ordinary experiences. Now, what ordinary experiences would you like to have in your world? What ordinary experiences would you like to have in your lifetime? What ordinary experiences would you like to empower as being important to you? Well, first, as we look at ourselves, we want to transcend the ordinary experiences that we are now having and in their place put other ordinary experiences that are acceptable and enjoyable to us. That creates a very interesting picture, doesn't it? Now, the absolute transcends all contradictory experiences of ordinary experiences. But really, what is something that transcends contradictory appearances? What are contradictory appearances? Well, a contradictory appearance is not really a contradictory appearance. It is an appearance that has reality, it has expression, it has appearance, it has a real illusion to it, it has a real appearance to it, but it's still an illusion. Now, the absolute, we say, transcends this. It goes beyond this. And what does it mean to go beyond? Well, if I were to say to you that when you are, say, for instance, in first grade, the second grade transcends the first grade. And third grade certainly transcends the first grade and second grade. And fourth grade transcends the first, second, and third grades. Now, you say, well, that's obvious, that's true. What does that have to do with the price of beans in Russia? Well, the point is that absolute transcends it. The absolute is whatever it is in its ideal concept. The ideal concept is what absolute works with. Absolute works with the concept of whatever a thing or a condition or a circumstance or an object is. Now, what is the concept of horse? That seems to be far afield. What is the concept of horse? A horse is an animal that has a structure of such a way, and that is has a purpose of such a being, and that has an attitude of such a being. Now, what is a horse? Well, a horse is none of those things. A horse is an animal, period. A horse is an animal that lives on the level of consciousness of an animal. And it has great capacity, but it's still, nonetheless, the level of consciousness of an animal. Now, it's not difficult for us to look at a stone and say a stone lives on the consciousness of a stone. And most people do not conceive of a stone having a consciousness. Although in all that exists, every atom in the universe, and even the non-atoms, that in every atom exists a life force, exists an intelligence, exists a wisdom, exists everything that anything else has. A stone expresses that wisdom through whatever means it has, as it has created itself as a stone to express. Now, you and I have created ourselves as human beings, and we express ourselves as human beings. Animals express themselves as animals. Many varieties of animals. Well, there's many varieties of human beings too, even though we look all quite alike. Now, what about a flower? It expresses itself as a flower. What about a bug? It expresses itself as a bug. What about a lizard or a snake or a squirrel or a rabbit? What about water? What about air? What about land, mountains, streams, all these things? You see, absolute transcends not only all contradictory appearances of ordinary experience, but all appearances of ordinary experiences. And to transcend means it is not touched by the existence of those things. So, we, as we live in the awareness or in the consciousness of Absolute, which is an interesting thing in itself, as we live in that, we are not aware of all of the other lifestyles that are going on around us. One of the things that is taught in the Art and Science of Wholeness, the University of Healing, is how do you listen to a stone? How do you talk to a stone? Two separate essays one must write. And of all the ideas that's presented in the University of Healing, in the Art and Science of Wholeness course, this is a most memorable, not the most memorable, but a most memorable lesson. Because people generally do not think of speaking to a stone. They do not then generally think of a stone speaking to them. Yet, in the Bible, they refer to the stones speaking. Philosophers, and the philosopher's stone, the very symbol of philosophy itself, is a stone that has within it the infinite wisdom of the universe. And of course, you and I have within us the infinite wisdom of the universe. So, Absolute, as we conceive this term or this word, transcends all others insofar as Absolute dwells in the awareness or consciousness or the isness of working only in conception, concepts and conceptualizations. It does not work in the relative relationship between various concepts. It does not work in the relationship between ideas and thoughts. It works only in absolute concepts which have no relationship one to the other. You say, well, that's rather incomplete. No, that is complete. The incomplete part comes when the contrary appearances of ordinary experience go in juxtaposition to one another in such a manner that they bring about confusion, or they bring about unhappiness, or they bring about happiness. Now, we must not ever forget that they bring about all aspects. So, where do we stand? What's our aspect in this? What's our relative world in this? Well, to know that Absolute exists, to know that all things are an expression of the concept, and that humans put the motion picture to concepts and have concepts interact with one another, have concepts flow in one another in a way in which they are totally not programmed to do. Concepts are designed to be and not to flow. So man, in creating them flowing, is doing a very masterful thing, is doing a very amazing thing. Just like we put actions on film, and then we show that film all over the world, and people think that those are people actually doing those things, and they appear to be doing that. But in fact, they're doing it on the movie sets, or they're doing it in some little corner where that there is not the broadness that you're led to believe of the spacelessness and the timelessness of all, but it's just a creation or a figment of their imagination, beautifully, marvelously done to confuse you, to amuse you, to uplift you, and to give you the feeling that it is real, whereas it is merely an illusion. And illusions are real if you believe in them, and you set your life by them, and you determine how you're going to be by them. But the Absolute transcends all that is contradictory, because all appearances are contradictory to whatever Absolute is. It's not that they're bad or good. It's just that in Absolute, there are none of those expressions. And as we continually say, as we study the Absolute, it becomes more and more less interesting, because we are used to our human life and our human pattern. And when we cannot apply our human life and our human pitter-patter of our thoughts to whatever the Absolute really is, then we say it's not interesting. But when we get over the hump of saying it's not interesting, to be entering into the awareness of how interesting it is, of what Absolute really means, of what isness, allness, and nothingness really mean, we come into a whole new world of thinking, a new world of thinking that has none of the limitations that our human aspect has, because the human can go just so far until it reaches the ultimate, and then there's an emptiness. Well, that emptiness is filled by Absolute. And this is why we enjoy being an Absolute philosopher and entering into this emptiness and finding that it's more full and more wonderful than we could have ever imagined. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.